You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Happy Monday to you, and thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the middle of a 9-week series here. Actually, it's 9 sermons that I preach that island as I catch my breath here and get ready for a new verse-by-verse study here live on the radio. Well, of course, pre-recorded on the radio. I am pre-recording this because it airs at various times, 7 a.m. and 8:45 p.m. here on 91.5. And at 11:45 a.m. on WWBC. Thank you for joining us here. It took me 9 weeks to go through the book of James, and that's what we're listening to on the radio. And then once that is done, then we'll be back looking at the book of Romans, just like we did in Revelation. Had over 100 programs there. Lord only knows how many we're going to have through Romans. But that'll start here. Like I said, I'm going to catch my breath, gather my notes here together, and start verse by verse through Romans. That'll be heard right here on WGOD Radio shortly. Now on this Monday, we're going to listen to the second in this series through James. We're in chapter 1, and I've entitled this message, The Dangers of Sin. Now, of course, you all are invited out to Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday evenings at 6. Wednesday, we meet at 6 o'clock. We are going through the Gospel of Luke. We're in chapter 4 or 5 now. This Wednesday night at 6 o'clock in Luke, we would love to see you. Now, here is part 1 of this message, The Dangers of Sin. Now, we're continuing our study here in the book of James today. The heading in my New King James, the heading in my Greek New Testament for this portion of Scripture is Loving God Under Trials. But I've entitled this message, The Dangers of Sin. Let's pick it up today. We're in the book of James, chapter 1, and verse 12. If you've missed last week's sermon, it's on that red table back there. It's called Introduction to James, where we set the groundwork for this book. James chapter 1, verse 12. I've got the feeling today this sermon is really going to resonate with a lot of people today. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. The New King James has approved, while King James has the word tried. That's the key word here this morning. The Greek word is dokimos, translated approved or tried. Last week I gave the example that you are like an automobile in the car dealership and God will try you. He'll take you for a test drive to see what you're made of. Everyone remember?
remember that from last week? For those that weren't here, let me let you know a little bit what we talked about. I said every one of us has got what we think is a red line. You know, on your little tachometer, there's a red line where you think that's the point that you can't go beyond. Well, guess what? God's got a different red line for you than what you think it is. And he'll push it and push it and push it way past where you think your red line is. And it's different than your friend's red line. Like he's got the same car as you. You got a different red line than your friend or your husband or your wife. And God will try you. And he'll drive you around the block to see what you're made of. But God already knows what you're made of. But he'll drive you around the block to show you what you're made of. Then take you back to the shop for a tune-up. That's what we looked at again. That's on the sermon there last week if you missed that. Key word, though, like I said, approved. We're going to follow this word here this morning. And again, that's where we left off last week. Now, the Bible calls you blessed if you endure. It doesn't say blessed is a man who's tried. It says blessed is a man who endures. I love this verse. This is another one I found this morning. 2 Corinthians 13:5. You could add it to your handout if you wanted. It says this. 2 Corinthians 13:5. It says, examine yourself. I've translated this in my Bible, scrutinize yourself as to whether or not you were of the faith. Then it says, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you? Except ye be reprobates, or you could say, unless you fail the test. Or Paul said, I think in the New King James, unless you are disqualified. But he even tells you here to prove your own self. And blessed is the man who is approved, like Abraham. Now, Genesis chapter 22, verse 11 says this. It says, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he says, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And this is what it means to be approved. For now I know, God said. And so it is with you. This is what it means to be approved. Certainly, Abraham was blessed after he was approved. And you, after you have been approved, not before, or tried, if you like that word better, try. I read this great comment the other day about Abraham from the Bible teacher Theodore Epp. He said, Abraham has graduated. This was after what happened here with his son. Abraham had graduated. His days of probation and testing were over. His diploma was inscribed with the words, quote, Abraham, the friend of God and the father of the faithful, unquote. Blessed is the man who endures temptation or testing. For when he is approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those that love him. And if you don't love him, none of this will matter anyway. Because you'll never make it this far if you don't love God. You'll never make it this far if you don't love God. Don't kid yourself. Now let me show you another place where this Greek word dokimos is used. Remember, the English word approved or tried, again, in the King James, is where I'm referencing to. If you would please, turn with me, Romans chapter 5. Everybody there? I'm going to read this from my translation. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also gained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, check out verse 3. And not only that, but we also rejoice in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces endurance. Think about it. Every time you read that word endurance, remember, think of a boxer or David standing up to someone 9'6". Remember, we've looked so much at what this means and how to get this. Remember, enduring under trials is what produces endurance. Persevering under trials. Again, look at this chain reaction here. We rejoice in tribulation, knowing tribulation produces endurance, and endurance approved character. I've translated that. The Greek word dokimos. Again, endurance produces approved character. Not just the character, you know, oh, so-and-so is such a character. No, this is the Abraham type of approved character, where God says, now I know about you. This is why he rejoices in trials. Endurance, approved character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out, or love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Notice the progression. We rejoice in tribulation knowing that. Now that's funny. James said the very same thing last week. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that, meaning that God's got a purpose for all of your trials, for everything that you're going through. Again, here it was knowing that the testing of your faith develops or produces patience or endurance. Now here it says, we rejoice in tribulations. Again, let's stop. In church, we can't even get past the first verse here. So why should we go any further? I mean, let's just go home now and call it a day. Who does this?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Everybody dance, everybody sing, for joy is in this place now. Dance.